This is Faith Lapidus.
And this is Doug Johnson with People in America in VOA Special English.
Last week, we began the story of a blind musician who had a huge influence on American popular music. He was famous for his recordings of jazz, rock and roll, blues, and country music. His name was Ray Charles Robinson, but the world knew him better as Ray Charles.
Now, wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies, I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say,
let's go.
Now listen. You know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, now let me tell you one more thing.
The name of that song is Let's Go Get Stoned. It is an example of Ray Charles' own kind of music, his own sound. He worked hard for several years to create that sound. No one ever tried it before. He mixed black church music, blues, and rock and roll. The sound was extremely successful. In the 1950s, his records began to sell millions of copies. At the same time, Ray Charles recorded jazz music. Those records sold well, too. Critics said they were new and exciting. Listen to his jazz song, Sweet 16 Bars.
Ray Charles became famous because he could play blues, rock, and jazz. He also liked other kinds of music. He told record company officials that he wanted to record an album of country and western music. The president of the record company told him it would be a mistake. He said Ray's fans would not buy the album. Charles disagreed. He said he believed he would gain many new fans to replace the few he might lose. He produced the album, and it was an immediate success. The album was called Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. Many of the songs were major hits. One of the most popular was I Can't Stop Loving You. It is a country and western song with Ray Charles's sound of blues, and black church music.
Those happy hours, those happy hours.
Ray Charles lived in a world of sound. For 6 months each year, he traveled with his orchestra, performing in theaters. For the other 6 months, he worked in his recording studio in Los Angeles, California. He did much of the recording work to produce his own albums. Ray Charles would often say that sound and music were his life's blood. In fact, he said many times that he would not trade his musical ability for the ability to see again. You begin to understand what sound meant to Ray Charles when you learn that he helped create and support the Robinson Foundation for Hearing Disorders. This organization helps people deal with the loss of their hearing. You might think Ray Charles would have given his time and money to help the blind. He did not. He once said, "Being blind is my handicap, but ears are my opportunity." He said losing his hearing would have ended his life.
Ray Charles lived a long life that included his share of problems. There was a time when he used illegal drugs. He was married and divorced several times. Yet the Ray Charles sound and his success continued. He received 12 Grammy Awards from the recording industry. He was one of the first musicians to be elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Several universities honored him. So did the French and American governments. His home state of Georgia made his recording of "Georgia on My Mind" the official state song. Several years ago, Ray Charles was asked to sing at a political convention. He performed the song "America the Beautiful." Many people thought his recording was the best ever made.
Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesties over the fruited plain. But now, wait a minute. I'm talking about visited any brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Ray Charles always said he owed most of his success to his mother. He said when he was a boy, she taught him a valuable lesson. She told him, "You can do anything you want to do. You cannot use your eyes, but you can work hard and use your brain." Ray Charles died June 10, 2004, at the age of 73. Music experts say he did more than anyone in the 20th century to change American popular music.
More than 100 years ago, Alice Carey wrote a poem that could have been written for Ray Charles. She wrote, "My soul is full of whispered song. My blindness is my sight. The shadows that I feared so long are full of life and light."
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
of the sun.
This program was written by Paul Thompson. It was produced by Lawan Davis, and our audio engineer was Vasco Valaric. This is Doug Johnson.
And this is Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for another People in America program in VOA Special English.